as I'll get to. Yeah, that's as close as I'll get to. That's as close as I'll get to loving you.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. Looking, I was hooked on the way that you take it, taking my shirt off and running my fingers through your long blonde hair, falling in your eyes like the first time they caught mine. All it took was a look and I was hooked. It's Saturday, you're still asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on the way that you take and taking my shirt.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest victims of fake threats triggering a police response are members of the Trump transition team and incoming administration.
The lead spokeswoman for the transition says several of the president-elect's picks for key posts have been the targets of bomb threats and so-called swatting attacks. That's the term for the phoning in of a fake threat, which can prompt a massive law enforcement response. A Trump aide says police acted quickly to ensure those who've been targeted are safe, adding, "Dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us."
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Holiday travelers fanning out ahead of Thanksgiving. Millions of travelers hitting the roads today, the busiest day of the week behind the wheel, and airports are still dealing with record crowds. The ceasefire between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah, just hours old but holding so far. Residents forced to evacuate during months of escalations, returning to homes in southern Lebanon. On Wall Street, stocks heading down into the holiday. This is ABC News. A Utah woman accused of poisoning her husband is now preparing to stand trial. ABC's Andrea Fujii has details.
New evidence claims Corey Richens, the Utah mother who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after allegedly killing her husband, tried to buy fentanyl from multiple sources before his death. Prosecutors say she used fentanyl to poison Eric Richens in 2022. She's now awaiting trial. Search warrants unsealed yesterday claim Richens asked her handyman for fentanyl weeks before Eric's death.
A Massachusetts man who spent more than three decades behind bars for a murder he did not commit has been awarded $13 million by the state. Michael Sullivan, who was released in 2013 after being exonerated by DNA testing, says the expunging of his criminal record is worth more than money. Hyundai announcing a new recall of around 226,000 vehicles due to a rear-view camera failure. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The giveaways go on all day at JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Giveaways start at 5 a.m. with holiday snow globes and coupons. You could get up to $500 off. 9 a.m. is your chance to bring home a Cuisinart stand mixer. Plus, don't miss your shot at free diamonds at 1 p.m. Finally, at 5 p.m., grab a JCPenney tote. It gets you an extra 10% off every time you shop through Christmas Eve. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 11/29 while supplies last. Giveaways in-store only. Must be 18 or older. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A plea deal in a fatal 2023 Milwaukee armored truck robbery. 32-year-old Colby Logan reached a plea deal Monday on multiple charges, including felony murder armed robbery. Logan was the getaway driver after guard Scott B. was shot outside a Milwaukee bank. B. died 12 days later. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the Federal Monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. And preliminary numbers show a slight decrease in harvest numbers over the opening weekend of the gun deer hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the late start to the season may have played a factor. The agency added there were no firearm-involved hunting incidents reported opening weekend. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance downtown Durand, Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Three people have been arrested in Mondovi after a pair of retail thefts at Quick Trip and Joe's Shop Quick. According to Mondovi police, Quick Trip notified officers on Tuesday of a string of retail thefts involving several people. Three suspects were identified in the thefts. Then on Thursday, officers attempting to make contact at a residence observed a vehicle leave and go to Joe's Shop Quick. The suspect was taken into custody after stealing alcohol from that store. Arrested were 18-year-old Dumarian Stroger and 20-year-old Dalton Anger, both of Chippewa Falls, and 17-year-old Leonard Campbell of Bloomer. One person was injured in a single-vehicle accident Saturday in Trenton Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 32-year-old Brenda Hernandez Bierman of Ellsworth was traveling westbound on Highway Double K when she lost control and entered the ditch, causing the vehicle to overturn. Hernandez Berman was taken to a Red Wing hospital. An Eau Claire man is looking at charges after firefighters say he set his own mobile home on fire. The trailer on Revere Street was gutted yesterday morning after police say 51-year-old Patrick Bischel set it on fire. He'd just been evicted from the trailer. Investigators say they found Bischel downtown and eventually confessed to starting the fire. No one was hurt, but a neighbor's trailer was damaged in that blaze. There are charges for a father and son in Vernon County who are accused of killing their neighbor's dog. Prosecutors filed charges this week against John Kurtz and his son Andrew. The sheriff's department said Kurtz's neighbor reported her dog missing over the weekend. The neighbor said Kurtz had threatened to kill the dog before because it got too close to his property. Deputies say Kurtz told them that he had his son shoot the dog and then tossed its body in a ditch behind its home. Wisconsin's 2024 deer season is off to a slow start. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources yesterday said the harvest numbers for the first weekend of the gun deer season are down about 1% from last year. Harvest totals are down about 4% from the five-year average. In real numbers, the DNR said hunters bagged just under 90,000 deer in the first weekend of hunting. The gun deer season continues until Sunday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The city of Durand has moved up the purchase of a new squad car. The city council approved the purchase last week, and Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city hopes to have the new squad in service in January.
We're going a little bit different. This is the first time we bought a Dodge. It's going to come from Ewald. It's obviously on the state contract and so on. But as we said, it looks like it was the time for the replacement of this. And as we said, we're looking to have this in our fleet in January.
Milliron said the city decided to use some money from this year's budget to purchase the squad car now. The cost of the new squad car was just over $45,000. The city of Wabasha has added a new statue to the Veterans Memorial to commemorate Korean War veterans. The statue was made in the likeness of Dennis Spaulding, a Wabasha veteran who passed away earlier this year and served in the Korean War. The statue was unveiled during Memorial Day ceremonies earlier this month. Along with the new statue, new plaques were also installed, recognizing the different branches of military service. An investigation is underway into what led to a school bus crashing through a home Tuesday morning in Holman that left one of the residents hurt. According to Holman police, the bus was going north on 2nd Avenue. It left the road several times before going through the intersection and into the home at 301 State Street. One of the people inside the home had minor injuries and was taken to a La Crosse hospital. There were no children on the bus at the time of the incident. An investigation is underway after an inmate died in custody at a southern Minnesota prison. That inmate was found unresponsive at the Minnesota Correctional Facility in Faribault last Thursday. Officials say a staff member tried to save the inmate's life, but the individual was pronounced dead a short time later. The cause of death hasn't been revealed. Earlier this year, there was a series of lockdowns at the Faribault facility. Friends and family members of inmates there have accused state leaders of withholding information about the lockdowns and claim drug overdoses were to blame. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
As expected, Molson Coors is not closing the Lineys Lodge. The company this week said tours of the lodge will continue after the historic brewery in Chippewa Falls closes. Molson Coors announced last month that it would move the Line and Kugel's line to a brewery in Milwaukee. 56 people will lose their jobs when the brewery closes January 17th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
One final day of preparations for the Packers and Dolphins before the two teams hook up in prime time on Thursday night at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. It's a special day for quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up, you know, eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. And, you know, we love these primetime games for sure.
After the Packers dominated the 49ers with their run game last week, they'll take a shot at the Miami defense on Thursday. Coach Matt LaFleur on the solid play of his offensive line.
I think we've gotten better in terms of playing with better pad level and more physicality. That's something that
We've definitely been stressing, especially whether it's in walkthrough drills, whatever it may be, just that pad level is critical and playing with great fundamentals. I think that it always starts, whether you're offensive lineman, quarterback, receiver, defensive back, I mean, it all starts with your fundamentals, and so that's something we've definitely been harping on.
Kick time 7:20 tomorrow night from Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers has yet to make a decision on his career after this season. On the Pat McAfee show yesterday, Rodgers says he's unsure about wanting to play in 2025, but said the Jets would be his first option if he does. Bucks won their fifth straight last night, despite not having Giannis Antetokounmpo in their lineup. Damian Lillard poured in 37 and dished out 12 assists. Bucks 106-103 winners over the Miami Heat.
It's always going to be done by committee. You know, everybody's going to have to do a little bit more with such a hole in our lineup. But I know that guys are going to look to me to step up. You know, whether that's scoring or making more plays or my voice being a little bit louder. So I knew. You know, once they said he wasn't going to be in the lineup, I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Since a 2-8 start, the Bucks have won 7 of their last 8 to improve to 9-9. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now, and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Off-season? There's no such thing for Larson. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
Congratulations to Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports on winning the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
This race team just never gave up, never quit. I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You know, my daughter paints a helmet. We put a lucky horseshoe on it this year for my grandfather, and it worked out.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns in February right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Kyle Larson continues to turn laps across the country, even nearly 3 weeks after the NASCAR Cup Series season finale. Last weekend, Larson raced at Merced Speedway in California in a USAC sprint car, and this weekend will race in the annual Turkey Night Grand Prix at Ventura Raceway in California in a USAC midget. Larson believes that racing as much as possible keeps him sharp when it comes to his NASCAR ride.
I wouldn't be doing it if I thought it hurt me. So yeah, I do believe that it benefits me to race as often as I do in different types of vehicles, all that. I think it just keeps me fresh.
Larson has won this weekend's Turkey Night Grand Prix 4 times in the past. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Pygmy goats are a great pet for both rural and urban dwellers alike. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're small, mellow animals, and you can even take them for a walk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Farm animals come in pint-sized packages. Adult pygmy goats are about the size of a medium-sized dog and are a nice fit for owners with limited space. Dory Lowell is the former business manager for the National Pygmy Goat Association and has many of the animals herself. She says the perfect pygmy goat will stand between 16 and 22 inches high at the shoulder. Its body looks like a round barrel, so much so that people often think it's pregnant. Pygmy goats can provide milk, but Lowell says because of their small size, they're mostly raised as pets and for show.
Typically, pygmy goats are a mellow type animal. They're friendly and loving little animals. We show them just like a dog on a leash. I know lots of people take their goats for walks. They learn to do that very easily, just like a dog would.
When you're not out for a stroll with your goats, they'll need a protective shelter to loaf around in. These goats are quite hardy, but don't like being out in the rain. Lowell says a 10-foot by 10-foot space is suitable for two pygmies. Pygmy goats are browsers. They prefer to nibble on twigs and leaves, and if you're not watching, they'll sneak a bite out of your flowers, too. The diet should also include a grass-type hay and a standard goat chow. Lowell says pygmies kept inside a fence are more apt to respect their boundaries than other goat breeds, but you'll have the occasional escapee.
What they will tend to do is go under fences as opposed to trying to go over because they are so short. It's amazing if they can get their head through something, they can often squeeze their whole body through it. So you want to make sure that your fences are tight to the ground and there's no dips or anything underneath them so that they can find that little spot to wiggle through and get out of.
Learn more about raising pygmy goats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
33 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December down 33 to 1847. January down 35 to 1827. February down 34 to 1862. March milk down 26 at 1882. Cheese markets are lower. Barrels down 3.5 to 116.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 164.25. 6 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 249 and a quarter, 1 trade. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1/2 to 139 and a half, 5 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 71, 2 trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher as live sales have been marked in Kansas at 190. That's $3 to $4 higher than last week's weighted average. And sales in for dressed have been marked in Nebraska at 295. That's $5 higher than last week's weighted average as well. That indicates that some of the packers are short bought and need of more cattle to keep up with demand. Box beef prices were higher. That's also helping the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly mixed lower in the nearby month as the pork cutout values did fall by a $7.92 decline with the belly prices and also hams $6 decline. And that is helping to pressure at least the nearby month. But deferred contracts, though, are still moving mostly higher as the trade does extend some of that buying interest. December live cattle up $1.05 to $187.95. February up 90 cents to $188.60. April up $1.07 to $190.62. January feeder cattle up $1.17 to $259.27. March up $1.20 to $257.67. April up $1.07 to $258.57. December hogs down 42 cents to 62 or to 82.67 rather. February up 5 cents to 88.32. April up 7 cents to 91.65. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are relatively flat today as we head into delivery for the December contract. Now, weekly export sales will be reported on Friday. They are expected to be in the 500,000 to 750,000 metric ton range. Soybean futures are moving mostly higher. Soybean meal leading the product action as the trade continues to work just below nearby resistance levels. There's really no overall fresh news. Now, there was a export sales of 132,000 metric tons sold to China. Wheat futures moving mostly lower with the trade pulling back ahead of the delivery, even with the weaker dollar as a choppy overall action does continue. The plains are expected to stay colder in the short term. Matif wheat is still working lower. The dollar is back to recent lows, but still at the upper end of the trading range. December corn down 2 1/4 to 417 3/4. March and May up 1/4. March at 428 1/4. May 435 1/2. New crop 25 down 1 to 429 1/4. January beans up 5 1/2 to 989. March up 3 1/2 to 997 1/2. May up 2 to 1010 1/2. New crop 25 up 1 1/4 to 1014. December soybean meal up 390 to 292, but December soybean oil down $1.93 to 40.66. Chicago wheat December down 8 to 531 1/2. March down 10 1/4 to 547 3/4. Minneapolis wheat did December down 15 1/4 to 562 1/4. March down 10 1/4 to 591 1/4. Energy markets are lower. January crude oil down 41 cents to 68.36. February down 48 cents to 67.96. December gas and January gas now both down 3. December at 196, January at 191. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Turkeys are in good supply for the holidays. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Appetites are already wetting for Thursday's spread for Thanksgiving, and everyone's mind is, what does this year's turkey supply look like? Ashley Coles, Executive Director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association.
Sure, just like in previous years, it's probably one of the first questions that we get asked as we skip over from October into November is, are there going to be enough turkeys for everybody who wants one Thanksgiving? And the answer is absolutely yes. Turkey farmers, you know, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and everywhere in the upper Midwest do work year-round to raise the turkeys that everybody enjoys, not only during Thanksgiving, but year-round. But typically the turkeys that you're going to find in your store today, the frozen turkeys, have been raised, you know, at some point throughout the past year.
Consumers will find the birds in the store in one of two ways.
Turkeys are raised year-round, right? So the turkey inventory that we have and we build up over the summer and into the fall are typically what folks consume when they buy a whole turkey in the grocery store. Now, there is a certain percentage of grocery shoppers that do like to pick up a fresh bird, whether it's the convenience of not having to thaw a turkey or they don't, let's say, have the freezer space for a turkey. They do purchase a fresh bird. And so the turkeys that are currently, you know, either in barns being raised right now or are just finishing up getting market ready, are they going to be the fresh birds that folks do purchase this Thanksgiving?
Coles has some tips on the best and safest way to prepare the centerpiece of the feast.
So I think one of the most important things, besides making sure you have enough turkey, is that when you're cooking your turkey, you do not overcook your turkey. We want folks to enjoy turkey, and sometimes turkey gets a bad rap because the folks preparing the turkey overcook the turkey. And so we make sure that folks, when you're cooking a turkey, you have a thermometer on hand, and you do not cook your turkey over 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Hard stop. So you have the most delicious, juicy turkey, and your family will enjoy it.
Ashley Coles of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. As poultry producers in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa look at the Pure Prairie poultry situation in the rearview mirror, it's logical to want to avoid these situations in the future. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says, however, he's heard nothing from USDA on the topic.
The USDA has completely blown off Congress. It is absolutely inexcusable that they do this.
So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds, their flocks, to folks. So it is completely unacceptable.
Van Norden says he's not going to stop looking into the failure of Pure Prairie Poultry.
I've made a promise and I'm keeping it. As long as I'm a member of Congress, I'm going to be on the Agriculture Committee. And we're going to follow through with this. If we find people that have given that $50 million at USDA, if they gave this series of grants and loans to failing companies, we're going to hold them responsible.
He says he's looking forward to upcoming changes in administration and leadership at USDA. A California raw milk dairy has issued a recall after California health officials detected bird flu in retail samples. The California Department of Public Health has instructed consumers to avoid consuming a single batch of cream top whole raw milk produced by Raw Farm LLC. While no illnesses have been reported, retailers have been instructed to pull affected products from their shelves. Public health experts have long warned consumers against consuming raw milk or raw milk products due to elevated risks of foodborne illnesses. California health officials said in the press release, raw milk products are not pasteurized, a heating process that kills bacteria and viruses such as bird flu. In 2023, Raw Farm was linked to a salmonella outbreak that sickened more than 165 people. The U.S. has reported 55 human cases of the H5N1 flu since the virus jumped to dairy cows earlier this year. California has reported 29 confirmed human cases of the H5N1 virus, the most of any state. The United States has paused imports of cattle from Mexico after a positive detection of New World screwworm, a flesh-eating pest that can be fatal to animals and, in some cases, humans. Authorities identified an infected cow at a livestock inspection checkpoint close to the border of Guatemala. Given the northward movement of screwworm, USDA said it's restricting the importation of animal commodities, including live cattle and bison that originated or were transported through Mexico, effective immediately. The suspension of Mexican cattle could affect U.S. beef production and prices. The pest, which gets its name from the way it burrows into wounds like a screw, last appeared in Florida in 2016 and marked the first U.S. outbreak in decades. The U.S. has relied on live cattle imports from Canada and Mexico to fill in the gaps from years of beef herd declines. Officials in China, Mexico, and Canada criticized a pledge made by President-elect Donald Trump on social media to impose new tariffs on all three of the United States' largest trading partners on the first day of his presidency. Trump said the move, which appears to violate the terms of a free trade deal he signed into law in 2020, is aimed at clamping down on drugs, fentanyl especially, and migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally. A tariff is effectively a tax imposed by one country on the goods and services imported from another. Oil is the top U.S. import from Canada. The largest category of goods imported in the U.S. from Mexico is cars and components for cars. The U.S. imports a significant amount of electronics from China. Some goods are exempt from tariffs because of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you're welcome to join Believer City Church at our local Bible discussions. We meet in small groups to discuss the Bible every Wednesday at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Dig into God's Word and share your thoughts in discussion with other Christians. Everybody is welcome. Believer City Church. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Expect some quiet weather for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, but we'll have colder temperatures as well through the holiday weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 28 to 33, relative humidities at 55 to 60. North winds at 5 to 8, so we'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 16 to 21. Relative humidities at 86 to 91%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9. For Thursday, cloudy, a chance of flurries, highs 24 to 29. And relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13, about 3 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs only 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Monday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of flurries, highs 25 to 30.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." You're still with me and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's
zone. Yeah, she makes love like an amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and her truth might give me every chance. It's steel guitar, steel her heart if anything can. She only dances a cowboy song. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. The ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances a cowboy song. I gotta find her.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever. Darling girl, I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it sure would be a shame if we let this moment end so soon. So won't you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do.
This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When grass
calls, and I couldn't help